Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. Having trouble finding the perfect gift for everyone on your list this Christmas season? Yesterday we took a look at the Bible's account of Jesus' birth, focusing on Mary to see how her experience might be able to help our gift-giving. Today, we'll come to the story from a different view, looking at the experience of Joseph, Mary's husband-to-be. Mary certainly was surprised to hear she was going to give birth, but can you imagine how Joseph must have felt to discover his wife-to-be was going to have a baby, and he knew he was not the father? Surprise, shock, and disbelief probably were all part of his reaction, and maybe at least a little anger and disappointment, too. But then something happened. Just as Mary got a clear message from God about what was to occur, Joseph, too, got a clear message that God was in control and that everything was okay. He didn't have anything to be afraid of. And again, like Mary, Joseph was receptive to this divine inspiration. He was willing to reject the standard viewpoint that the explanation he'd been offered was just impossible. He was willing to look at things from a more spiritual perspective. We can do the same. We can reject any confusion that may seem to reign at this time of year and instead be receptive to and follow God's inspiration. May we all adopt more spiritual perspectives that let us see the best in people, a gift that really satisfies and that spreads tremendous goodness. Amen.